It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hi there, and welcome to your Sunday afternoon helping of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I'm in the studio today with my sidekick and producer, Gino Thompson. And besides real estate, we're talking football. Sorry about the Atlanta Falcons, Gino. I know that they were your team as we marched towards the Super Bowl, so sorry.
What can you say? Rodgers is playing well, and I think the Packers have a good chance to take it all.
Well, you know, they have a lot to be proud of. They had a great year, the Falcons, that is, and so we will hold out for next season. But I know you're rooting for the Seahawks right now, and they're down. So
14-0.
You know, Gino, you're about 1,000. You're taking all the losing teams. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on that score. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to introduce my special guest who will join me in a discussion of topics we hope you find interesting. But before we get going with that, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are supporters of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to www.allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's www.allthingsrealestateradio.com. And check out all these stellar companies. And one of these companies, Major Development Incorporated, offers you a full range of professional home construction and renovation services. For more information about this highly respected home construction company, please give Dina or Jeff Major a call at 920-7060. Again, that's 920-7060. Or again, you can check out Major Development Incorporated by going to our website. Once again, that's www.allthingsrealestateradio.com. And as always, if you want to send us your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll try to read it on the program today. Now, we have a lot going on with the show, so I want to kick things off by introducing my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, the well-regarded and longtime associate broker, Neil Lyon. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Neil.
Thank you. Thank you. I hate to break it to Gino, but it's even worse. It's 21-0 now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gino. Well, thank you, Neil, for the.
Well, I'm a Seahawk fan, too. Gino should know that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, there's always the second half, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. You know, with 31 years in real estate, 13 of which have been in Santa Fe, Neil is known, among other things, as a confident and very focused professional, and he's clearly one of the most successful real estate brokers in Santa Fe. So I guess I want to start off the show, Neil, by asking you a very simple question. Why real estate as a profession?
Oh, I'm an SOB. I'm a son of a broker, and my father was in the business, started in 1948, and I got my license initially in 1975 and have been in the business since 1976. By the way, I've been in Santa Fe almost 18 years.
18 years.
And it's been a great business. I've got a degree in real estate finance along the way, and it's what I love. It's what I do. It's what I'll do until I'm done working.
Well, and that's a long ways off. You've been accomplished, and I think you started when you were still in diapers in real estate. As you said, you've got it in your genes. But we're lucky to have Neil Lyon as one of the top producers in Santa Fe. And throughout the next, about 25 minutes of the show, we're going to devote a lot of conversation to Neil's impressions about real estate in the current market, his background. But I guess I really want to go back to it. Besides being in your genes and background, any particular motivations that you have that translate into your day-to-day business?
Oh, doing well for my clients is what drives me. It's been clear to me since just about, not day one, but pretty close to day one, that if you stay focused on that, things take care of themselves, and that's what I've tried to do. And I've just tried to focus on what my buyers are trying to get accomplished, what my sellers are trying to get accomplished, and help them the best way that I can, and it's worked out pretty well for everybody involved.
Well, and one thing, again, sort of going on the statement you made that you're the son of a broker, two things that really make a big difference, I know, to you is, first of all, your personal family situation and how supportive that is. And then secondly, the other family you have, and that is the team that you've surrounded yourself with. Let's start, first of all, about your lovely family. What kind of motivation do you get out of them for your business?
They're more than motivation. They're accepting of what I do. As you know, Ray, it's not a business that has an off button. And when I get home, the first thing I do, which I'm not proud to admit, is go to my office, pull my laptop computer out of my briefcase, plug it in, fire up my computer, and it's pretty common that before I sit down for dinner, I work for 20 or 30 or 40 minutes, and it's pretty common after dinner that I work for an hour or two. And a lot of people wear the workaholic badge of honor with the pride. I don't particularly, but I just feel like that's what I need to do to stay up with it. My family, my son and daughter and my wife, are just really accepting of what I do. It's gone well for everybody, but there's been a lot of I spend a lot of time at home working in my business, and they get it. They get the big picture, and I really appreciate that. The other thing that's really interesting, I've got a daughter who's a sophomore in college and a son who's a sophomore in high school, and the quality of conversation that I have with them about my business is pretty amazing. They really understand what I do. They've heard about it since they can remember my first conversations with them, and they really understand what I do and the impact it has on my clients and my team and them and our family.
Mm-hmm. And children, they're going to college outside of New Mexico, aren't they?
My daughter's at the University of Richmond.
Richmond.
And my son is in high school in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh. And what about that other family, that real estate team that you've wrapped your business around? I've met them. They're extraordinary players, and they make all the difference in the world, don't they?
Oh, they do. They give me a life. Between Vanessa and Evelyn Spiker, Vanessa Riosi Weiss and Evelyn Spiker, I have two highly intelligent, highly skilled, highly committed colleagues, and it impacts everybody that I'm involved with 24/7. There is, it never stops, and they are always there, and it allows me to do things at a very different level as compared to how I would do it if I were flying solo.
Well, and I can speak to this personally too. My Cynthia understands the kind of hours I put into this, and I think unless you have that kind of family support, significant other support in your life, doing real estate can be a huge challenge, don't you agree?
I do. It every year it seems like we take on another layer of complexity. And when I think back of how business was done 10 or 15 years ago and what a contract looked like and what a closing process looked like and what the steps were as compared to what we have now, it's really, really different. Especially, it has been exacerbated by the current markets starting 2.5 years or so ago. Things just got much more complex. Steps, a process that might have taken 20 steps before seems to now take 40 or 60 steps, and everybody has a different frame of mind as compared to 5 or 6 years ago. It's really a challenging process, and it's all-consuming. And if you've got 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, 6 or 6 transactions going on at one time, it's really complicated to keep everything where it needs to be, to keep it moving forward.
Well, and you actually regaled me with a quick email just before the show started with just an example of that. This past week for you, you said, and this is probably a good indication that perhaps the real estate market in Santa Fe is in fact coming back. You said, Ray, I've had 3 buyers in the past week in town, 2 new contracts, 1 closed sale, plus you were writing an offer on Friday for that 3rd buyer. So I guess there's 2 messages there. One is, you said, lots of work. You've got to be committed and devoted to it. You have to be passionate about it. But also, too, from your standpoint, Neil, it's probably a good indication that things are starting to right themselves a little bit here in our market.
I think what's happened is that there's no longer the expectations by buyers that prices are going to continue to drop. And there may be some slight adjustment, but even as late as August or September, I think the common thinking among buyers was that prices would drop in Santa Fe another 5 or 10 or 15%. And when that's the prevailing view, it's hard to get motivated to make a decision in the near term. And I started to see in late September, early October, a difference in expectation And I think it's gotten, I think it's taken hold even more so. And I've seen many, many of my smartest clients reengage in the market where they've been on the sidelines for the last couple of years. And when my smartest clients have a view that we've reached bottom, it impacts my thinking, and it seems to be really prevalent now.
Yeah, and that's probably a good message for all the rest of the folks, particularly people who are maybe first-time home buyers. And, in fact, I received an email from someone, Neil. Hi, Ray. I'm going to, as you know, we get a lot of email questions throughout the show, Neil. Not going to put you on the spot, I promise you. I'm going to buy my first home this year as an experienced broker. What's Neil's best advice to me? From Stuart. Stuart, thank you for that message. I hope you're listening. First-time home buyers can be a scary situation for them. Neil, what's your best advice for Stuart?
Work with a top-flight broker. Understand the market. Work it as a team with your broker. Get together with a good mortgage lender and approach it thoughtfully, trying to gain as much knowledge as possible, which the Internet now makes really easy. And go about it methodically, and I think you pretty much know when you find the right house.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And you know, Neil, that I'm also a real estate broker with Sotheby's back in Washington, D.C. And, in fact, I picked up a referral this past week from one of my former clients, first-time home buyers. And one of the recommendations I made to them, it's a newly married lawyer couple in D.C., I said, just go out to the neighborhoods and drive around, get a feel for them, and then you'll start this funnel effect of determining where you want to be and where you don't want to be. And something simple like that, these two very bright lawyers, they said, gosh, that seems like a very simple step, but it makes a lot of sense. So those kinds of things for first-time home buyers are so important. Don't you agree?
I agree. I think that's a great perspective. And what's great about it is it's a no-tech perspective. And I think about the Internet all the time and how that has shifted information from the real estate community to the world. But your suggestion makes great sense, and that is just get a feel. And that's so much of what I do with buyers who come into town looking for the first time. They may be maybe the 20th time they've been to Santa Fe over 10 or 15 or 20 years, but it always starts with place.
Yeah.
It always starts with where do you want to be? What feels good? So a lot of times my first run out with buyers will be picking a house or two in four or five or six or seven different parts of town,
mm-hmm.
and just driving around and having them get a sense of place and,
yeah.
and making finding out what their preferences are. And that's no tech. That's just that's at a real visceral level.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'll tell you what, I have my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Neil Lyon, on the phone with us today. Neil, you can hold on for a few minutes. We're going to go take a break here and then come back and continue our conversation. Is that all right with you?
Of course.
Okay, so stay tuned here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the state of the market from Neil's perspective, maybe what you as a buyer and a seller ought to be thinking about here in 2011. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
My name is Kira Sedgwick. Your children are never too old for you to talk to them about safety. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and Duracell are again partnering through the Power of Parents program to help provide families with tips on how to talk to your children, regardless of their age, about their safety, and new technologies that can help keep your children safer. Help protect your family by visiting powerofparentsonline.com today. It may be the most precious time you spend together.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Every day, more than 2,000 children may be reported missing in the U.S. Thankfully, the vast majority are recovered quickly. My name is Kira Sedgwick, and as a parent, my top concern is keeping my children safer. Did you know that your children are never too old for you to talk to them about safety? Regardless of their age, there are always new experiences that have the potential to impact your children's safety. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and Duracell are again partnering through the Power of Parents program to help provide families with valuable tips on how you can talk to your children about their safety and technologies that can help keep your children safer. To help guide parents through these conversations with their children, whether they are 6 or 16 years old, A free downloadable handbook is available at powerofparentsonline.com. Take time today to review this important safety information with your family. It may be the most precious time you spend together.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing, sort of a roundtable of real estate issues. I have my colleague, the very well-respected Neil Lyon, on the line with us from Sotheby's International Realty. Before I go back to my conversation with Neil, I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact, while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website. That's discovercanyonridge.com. Again, discovercanyonridge.com, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Neil, I had Mike Plant, who is one of the co-owners of Canyon Ridge, on the show with us last week. He is, among other things, the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team. Actually, he was in the stadium yesterday watching the Packers play the Falcons, and he confessed to me last week that he's actually a Packers fan because he's from Wisconsin. But I assured him that because this show was broadcast in Santa Fe, no one in Atlanta was going to know that. So anyway, he got away by talking about it. I'm sure he was delighted with the outcome. Anyway, back to Neil Lyon, who is an accomplished real estate broker here in Santa Fe. Neil, I guess maybe we've talked a little bit about it, but I want to come back to sort of your general view of the state of the market and where you think we're going to be heading through the rest of 2011.
It's a great question. It is the key question. I think that we have gotten through the most difficult time. In the past about 2.5 years, we've seen a pretty significant drop in values in certain segments of the market. And we've seen a lot of uncertainty with buyers. Sellers have been very disappointed with how difficult it's been to sell their homes and what has happened to their home values. And I think with it feeling like we've reached the bottom, it seems like we will be here in this state for a while. And I don't know if that's 6 months or 12 months or 18 months, but I think we're going to come back to having a little stability that we haven't had for quite some time. And if you've been in the middle of it, the 2.5 years has felt like it's been 22.5 years. But I think there is going to be a little stability. It's still a tough situation for sellers because values have been eroded pretty significantly. But with buyers coming into the market with some confidence, which we have only seen for a few months, I think we're going to see a very different 2011, a very different year as compared to much of 2010. I think 2011 is going to be the year where we start some serious healing in our local real estate market.
Yeah, last week I had Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title on the show, and you know him quite well. And
yes.
He very basically characterized 2011 as the final year of the year of the buyer. And if you are a buyer and you don't take advantage of this, of the increased inventory, moderate prices, low interest rates in 2011, you have totally missed the boat. I suspect what you're saying shares that perspective. I did receive another email, Neil. Hey, Ray, and this goes to what you were just talking about. Does Neil think that there are areas in Santa Fe that hold better real estate value than others? That's from Karen. Thank you, Karen, for listening to the show. Any thoughts on that, Neil?
Good question, because I do think that every segment of the market functions independent of one another. I would say the best properties on the east side or the best properties on the north side have probably held their values better than other properties that are a little further away from the core of the community. But I will, let me go back to what Steve said, the last year of the buyer. I will tell you that I'm already sensing that certain segments of the market are already pretty picked over, which is a very strange concept,
given
that every segment of the market has far more inventory of available homes than there will be the number of sales in the near term. But the number of quality homes that are priced really well, we're already starting to see that be a challenge because of what's happened the last 3 or 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, good. That's a very good point. Excellent observation. I'm just curious, from your standpoint as a longtime broker here in Santa Fe, what do you think makes owning a home in Santa Fe so special?
That's a good question because there are so many different ways to approach it. I think let's start internally. Let's start on the inside. I think our homes are inherently interesting. We have beautiful places for these homes. We have a quality of construction that's very unique. And you go to, I'm thinking of Aspen or Vail as examples of two incredibly expensive, beautiful areas. But you have a lot of sheetrock and paint. And sheetrock and paint we see, but in our finer homes, we see a lot of plaster and hand-worked wood and wood doors and stone floors. We have inherently interesting and beautiful properties, which people from out of the area really appreciate. And then I think there's the external side, and that is we've got a really interesting place to be, and we have interesting people. I think very interesting and diverse people are attracted to Santa Fe. We have an incredible outdoors. Access to outdoors, which is very dear to my heart, is very easy. The arts community, whether it's visual or musical arts, it's broad and it's deep. The restaurant scene is great. We have a really interesting place that belies our small community. So I think from the outside, it's very interesting and very diverse and very unique. And on the inside, when you look at homes, they're different. And they are different in a very, very nice way.
Yeah. Excellent observations. I've got about a minute left here before I need to take another break. Neil, I told you this thing goes really quickly. Any last thoughts you want to leave, strategies for both buyers and sellers in 2011?
I think as a buyer or seller, it always starts with people. And surround yourself with the people who you trust, whom you trust, and who will be beneficial to you. There are a lot of good real estate brokers in town, and I would just say if whatever you're trying to get done, work with someone that you really trust and get armed with a lot of knowledge. Be methodical and strategic in whatever it is you're trying to get done. And I think it's a really good time to do something if you're a buyer. And I think there is a window. I don't know the length of the window, the length of time. Steve thinks it's this year, but I think there's definitely a window that's starting to be defined in which to make a really good decision.
Yeah. Well, excellent counsel coming from Neil Lyon. I would say take that to the bank. Neil, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And if someone would like to contact you, what's the best way of getting a hold of you?
Neil@neillyon.com is my email address, neil@neillyon. And that's a very easy way. I'm very responsive, and I'll try to help anybody any way I can.
Very good. That's Neil Lyon, my associate broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks so much, Neil, for being on the show today, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, Gino, I'll tell you what, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our roundtable. We're sort of mixing up things today, and we've got a guest who normally is on the first part of the show who's going to join us in the second half, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Public service message from this station and call to recycle.org. Chances are you already recycle paper, glass, and plastic, but it's just as important to recycle old rechargeable batteries. They're the kind you find in power tools, cell and cordless phones, laptops, and other cordless electronics. It's easy and it's free. To learn more, call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE or visit us online at calltorecycle.org. Just remember, if it's rechargeable, it's recyclable.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a roundtable of real estate issues. In the last segment, we had Neil Lyon, my very well-known colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, giving us some very good thoughts about where the market's going in 2011. And, you know, we like to occasionally mix things up here on All Things Real Estate, so now I want to turn to my friend and advisor to the show, Andrew Hoffman, who normally gives us his state of the market commentary at the top of the program. Hey, Andrew, you know, your commentary is always so timeless, it can easily stand at any point during the broadcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray. You know, most clients and realtors focus on rate when discussing mortgages. Rate is important, though I believe that service during the loan origination is equally important. An eighth of a percent on a $300,000 mortgage is about $20 a month. And while that's a lot of Big Macs, it's probably not a critical element. But the question is, where do rates come from? You know, there is a public market for mortgage-backed securities. These are bonds that, which reflect the bundling of a whole lot of loans in the millions of dollars at a certain rate. That rate is determined by market demand, what people are willing to pay for those securities. Up to mid-December, there was a flight from stocks to bonds that we talked about last week that kept bond prices low. Mortgage-backed securities are relatively safe instruments backed by assets and a government guarantee. But as the economy wakes up, there's less fear and more interest in the stock market. As interest in the stock market increases, investors want more for their investment. And these investments are foreign governments, pension funds, hedge funds. So the rate that has to be offered by the bond sellers has gone up to entice these investors with a higher rate of return. This, in turn, drives mortgage rates up. This market is very volatile, and during any given day, mortgage-backed securities can go way up and way down, and lenders follow suit by changing rates. But when they change rates, it's, you know, maybe by an eighth of a percent. It's not by anything more than that, except on an extraordinary day.
Yeah.
You know, I follow these rate charts all day, and they drive me crazy. And still my crystal ball about rates is a little not fixed. It just, you know, it remains barely functioning. But the fact is that these rates are, the 30-year rate has gone down a little bit in the last week to about 4.75%, which is, you know, as you and I have talked, that is really still an amazing rate.
It is, yeah, indeed. And that's excellent commentary about where rates are going, and, you know, we constantly are beating this drum about the historic low rates. But I have another practical question for you, Andrew. For anyone, particularly first-time homebuyers, and we had a question for Neil Lyon in the last segment from a first-time homebuyer, if they're going to be working with a lender this year and they're thinking about buying a property, is it your best counsel to them that they get their financial house in order before they actually start the process?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Yes, they have to have good credit or decent credit, although FHA will go down into a credit score of 620. Right now, they can still use 2009 tax returns by middle of April, they have that 2010 tax return. So, you know, there's some paperwork that they have to be able to put together to, you know, qualify for a loan. You know, I heard from a realtor this morning that, oh, there's no money out there. Well, there's plenty of money out there if you qualify. And qualifying is not all that difficult. It's just there's nothing on the fringes. There's nothing. There used to be a lot of fringe lenders. But today, you know, it's real mainstream stuff. But there is money.
Yeah. So best advice is make sure that you've got all of those financial issues in your own sort of portfolio together before you actually sit down, particularly as a first-time home buyer. But there is money available. Good counsel from Andrew Hoffman, advisor.
Let me just say one thing.
Yes,
you know,
go ahead.
They ought to get pre-qualified. They ought to talk to somebody like me and at least see a credit report. Sometimes there are collections that need to be paid off, and those pop up. And you know, if you're trying to do that when you're doing a mortgage, it is not as good as if you can plan ahead a couple of months and take care of them in advance.
Oh, I agree 100%. And as a real estate broker, I always tell my buyer clients, you've got to get at the very least the pre-approval letter done, and a pre-qualification and a pre-approval letter is even better. So take this again to the bank. Great counsel from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thanks, Rick.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700, and let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. I also want to tell you that, as you know, there are a lot of noble causes out there that are really worth supporting, and one of them is DollarsForSchools.org, administered in partnership with the Santa Fe Community Foundation. Now, we've talked about this organization before, and their goal is to raise money to benefit specific classrooms and projects in the Santa Fe Public Schools at a time when funds have been cut for programs such as the arts, athletics, field trips, and extracurricular activities. It's hoped that support can be offered by the generosity of individuals and small businesses for these and many other public school programs. Sotheby's International Realty is a strong supporter of this worthy program, and we hope that you can find it in your heart to also help out the kids who are, in fact, and indeed, the future of our town and nation. So check out dollarsforschools.org. Again, that's dollars, the number four, schools.org, and consider bringing some happiness to a cause that really needs your help. I now want to welcome Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, a multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company, to the show. Nice to have you with us today, Tom.
Good to be here. Great to be here, Ray.
Well, thank you for carving out time on your Sunday. And actually, Westgate Properties is hosting a major homeowner association seminar, free and open to the public, next Sunday, January 23rd, at the Hotel Santa Fe. And Tom, you're assembling a team of professionals to discuss every aspect of homeowner and condominium associations. Tom has also asked me to air a live remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from the seminar, which we are very delighted to be doing. So, Tom, let's talk a little bit about what you have in store for those who attend.
Sure, Ray. Well, you mentioned the assembly of professionals. We've got Jan Ahern there. She's an attorney with Rubin Katt Law Firm, specializing in condominium associations and planned community development. She's quite a star when it comes to condominium association and HOA law. She wrote a book on it, in fact, in New Mexico. She and her associate, John Patterson, also her husband, co-wrote the act for the state of New Mexico. They'll both be there, which is an amazing coup to have them both at the same place, same time. They're going to be talking about condominium associations and HOA law. They're going to be talking about the various laws that cover those entities and the governing documents and how to navigate them. It's going to be pretty exciting to have them. We also have...
Well, it is, and let me just interrupt for a moment to just remind people that John Patterson is also one of the founding partners of the Shore Yost and Patterson Law Firm and one of the supporters of All Things Real Estate. And I know between him and Jan, you're right, legal commentary is going to be stellar at this event. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Tom.
No, that's quite all right. We also have Senator Peter Wirtz, who's going to be at the seminar. He's going to be talking about the HOA Act, which I think is not very well known yet, but it's going to be introduced in the legislature this year.
That's a significant coup of getting the senator, who's just beginning the session starting tomorrow and will be up to his eyebrows, so your ability to get him obviously demonstrates that he sees that this seminar is very important. Who else is going to be joining us?
Well, we're going to have Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. He's going to be talking about what it takes to close a condominium these days in this very difficult market. And Charlie Wheeler of Hub International, who has a great deal of experience in condominium and HOA insurance.
And, again, Hub International is a major, well-known national insurance provider and also a supporter of the radio show. Very briefly, what are some of the topics, you've outlined them by what the panelists bring to the table. What are some of the topics that you want to leave with those who attend this event?
Well, we are really strong in education and want to make sure that any questions that people bring to the seminar are answered. So, for example, a lot of people in my experience as an association manager wonder how the what kind of insurance do they need to make sure their unit is covered. They know quite often that the association has insurance. They don't really know what kind of insurance they need and how to make sure there are no gaps between what they purchase and what the association has. There's also questions about maintenance. What's my responsibility? What's the association's responsibility? There's a lot of interest in understanding what a professional association manager can do to help prevent board burnout, which is a common problem with a lot of associations when only three or four or five people tend to be on the board for, you know, 5-10 years.
Right. Yeah. They and these are volunteer positions most of the time or all the time, and you're absolutely right. These are busy people who have lots of other things to deal with. So, being in that administrative position as a board member can basically be calling, getting those midnight phone calls from people in the association, and that's why I think a management company like Westgate Properties is so important. And I really want to commend you, Tom, for holding this event. Not only is there legislation pending in the legislature that deals with changing the homeowner and condominium association law, but also the fact that there are people throughout this community who belong to homeowner associations. They're going to benefit a lot from it. So I want to remind people that, again, this is next Sunday, the 23rd, beginning at 10:30 a.m., which is registration at the Hotel Santa Fe for this very informative and free homeowner association seminar. There'll be not only guest commentary, there'll be refreshments, drawings for free gifts, and we'll also be airing a live remote broadcast of all things real estate beginning at noon. So come on over to the Hotel Santa Fe. We'd love to meet you. For additional information, you can call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. Tom, thanks so much for being on the show today. I look forward to being with you next Sunday for this spectacular event, and thank you for bringing this to the community. I think a lot of people are going to really benefit from it.
Thank you, Ray. We're really excited about it. We're starting to have the RSVPs coming in, so let me know that you're coming. We'd love to have you.
Very good. That's Tom Simon with Westgate Properties. Again, next Sunday we'll be doing a remote broadcast from the Hotel Santa Fe, so please join us. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Tom.
Thank you. You too, Ray.
Gino Thompson, we have reached that point in the show when it's time for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the Shore, Yost, and Patterson Law Firm. Apropos to what we were just discussing with Tom Simon, attorney Kristen Davidson will offer some thoughts on the importance and operation of condominium associations. As we all know, condominiums provide a viable housing option here in Santa Fe. Condominium developments are managed by condominium associations, which are comprised of the owners of the units. Whether you are already a resident in a condominium development or you are a potential buyer, it's important to understand what obligations the owner association has to the rest of the condominium community. Owner associations are created at the very beginning of a housing development project, typically by the developer.
Under New Mexico law, associations may be organized as profit or nonprofit corporations. The condominium association will have the same obligations under New Mexico law in maintaining its good standing as other similarly formed businesses or organizations do. After an association is created, one of the most basic responsibilities of an association's governing board is to take all necessary steps to maintain the associations in good standing. This includes filing annual reports with the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission, also known as the PRC, as well as filing annual income tax returns with the state and federal governments. Failure to file annual reports with the PRC affects the standing of an association and can ultimately lead to the revocation of its charter. Failure to file annual income tax returns, even if no payment is owed, can result in tax liens against the condominiums and actually levies against the association's accounts. So in closing, investigating the standing of a condominium association is an important exercise for both current unit owners and potential buyers. I want to thank attorney Kristen Davidson for some very useful legal commentary. If you have your own legal questions regarding condominium associations, you can contact Kristen Davidson at the Shore Yost & Patterson Law Firm at SantaFeLawyers.com or at 505-9899-7500. So Juno Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will go to our famous Open House of the Week segment. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm abusing my children, not just verbally, but physically. I'll get back to you.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children. All calls are anonymous and confidential, so call 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. Brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
8. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day,
including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we've been doing a very full roundtable of real estate conversations and issue discussions. Before I go to my Open House of the Week segment, and I have my colleague from Sotheby's International Realty on the line with me, I want to again remind you that we've got this Westgate property, multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association major condo association seminar, sorry, that's a mouthful, which again is free and open to the public next Sunday, January 23rd. Again, the seminar will be held at the Hotel Santa Fe located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta, and we will begin with registration at 10:30. Not only will it feature a roundtable of experts who will speak to every issue associated with condo and homeowner associations, but we'll also be airing a live remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. So we really want you to turn out if you can. Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate, is already getting some RSVPs from a number of people. There'll be some experts there. Senator Peter Wirth will be there as well, so we encourage you to come on down. And we're going to be having some refreshments. And these fabulous gifts that Tom is buying, we'll put your name into a hat if you attend the event, sit through it,
And at the end of it, I think as a homeowner or a renter or a buyer or a seller, you're going to love these gifts. So that's worth coming to by itself, though there are a lot of heady subjects that will be discussed. So I want to shift gears and actually introduce my colleague Marilyn Von Reiter to the show. Marilyn is actually doing a open house today. And Marilyn, you know how this drill works. We've done this once before. You've got about 2 to 3 minutes to sell the listeners on all the attributes of 1307 Lejano Lane. Go ahead. How are you, by the way?
Hello, Ray. I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for calling into my open house today at 1307 Lejano Lane. I would like to tell your listeners a little bit about this lovely house.
Okay.
This tri-level house is built in 1983. It's just under 2,900 square feet, and it has 2 wood-burning fireplaces. It's a sunny, tri-level house with 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and it offers high ceilings with vigas beams and latias. The updated kitchen with lovely granite countertops opens into a sunny dining room area, which is elevated from the large living room. A real plus about this house is that there are 2 family room areas. The first one flows off from the kitchen and then opens out into a large covered deck with serene hillside views and a large private courtyard. The second downstairs family room can be used as a game room with an additional storeroom. The home has an oversized 2-car garage and a security system. Now, situated on the upper level is the master bedroom with a separate seating area and large walk-in closet. This home affords lots of space and privacy. It's very unique. And this home has just been reduced to $640,000. I tell you, it's in a desirable northeast side of off Gonzales Road. And if you do feel any of your listeners can come by, just have them look for our Sotheby's signs. I put them on Gonzales. I put one on East Alameda Road and also on Hyde Park Road, which are the 2 opposite ends of Gonzales.
Well, that excellent job, by the way, Marilyn. Great summary. And, in fact, the reality with the price at $640,000 now, that is per square foot an incredible bargain, particularly for the very desirable northeast side of Santa Fe. What's the best way, if someone was coming from downtown, what would be the best way to actually see you today at this open house?
Well, from downtown, they could come up Hyde Park Road.
Mm-hmm.
And to the right, as they're coming up, they'll see the Sotheby's sign, which is on the end of Gonzales Road at that point. Then come down Gonzales Road, and my sign will be on the left.
Okay,
and
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then if they were further into town on the other area, they'd come up East Alameda Road,
mm-hmm.
you know, cross over Paseo de Peralta,
mm-hmm.
and then there continue on, and on the left they'll see the beginning of Gonzales Road where my blue Sotheby's sign is, mm-hmm. and as they come over the hill, down the hill, they'll see the sign into Lejano Lane, which is on the right.
Mm-hmm. And Marilyn, in case someone wants to give you a call, maybe they're running late or they need some additional information before they come to the open house, what's the best way of them reaching you?
Call on my cell, 660-3569, and I'd be glad to wait. I'm here till 3 o'clock, but if they can't make it and have to come a little bit later, let them call me. And I'd be glad to wait for them.
Again, that phone number is 660, what is it?
3569.
3569. That's Marilyn Von Reiter, who is my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. She is at 1307 Lejano Lane over in the very desirable northeast side of town. She'll be there from 12 to 3 doing an open house at this lovely 3-bedroom, about 2,900-square-foot home listed at $640,000. Marilyn, listen, good luck today. Thank you so much for being on All Things Real Estate. We wish you a lot of success, all right?
Thank you, Ray, and thanks for your call.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Okay, so what did we actually learn today? Well, first of all, we learned that Geno Thompson's team, the Atlanta Falcons, are not going to take it to the next step towards the Super Bowl. Sorry, Geno, but the Falcons had a great season, and how are your other choice doing?
I was going Seattle. They're down 21-0 starting the third quarter, so it doesn't look good.
Well, you know what? There's always next year. That's the way I look at it, right, buddy?
Always next year.
Anyway, well, Gino Thompson, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Now, from my associate broker colleague and longtime real estate professional, Neil Lyon, we learned today that the Santa Fe real estate market is actually showing some definite signs of improvement as we move through the first month of 2011. From Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, we actually learned that if you're thinking about buying a house and will be working with a lender, it's sound counsel to make sure that your personal financial situation is in good shape before you actually enter the process. Also, too, Andrew gave us some good updated information on on interest rates, and they do remain at historic low levels. He doesn't have a crystal ball, but he thinks that interest rates could rise this year. That seems to be the consensus on the street. So if you are a buyer, we keep beating this drum. Now is the time to do it. Take advantage of the high inventory, moderate prices, and low interest rates. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties told us about a very important condo and homeowner association seminar that he is hosting next Sunday at the Hotel Santa Fe, which we will be airing a live remote broadcast from, and we hope that you will attend. Again, some of the guests that will be there include Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, Jan Ahern of the Reuben Katz Law Firm, John Patterson of the Shore Yost & Patterson Law Firm, and a representative from Hub International who will also be joining us for that event. Tom Simon will be talking about a variety of homeowner association and condo association management issues, so we really encourage you to come on by to that remote broadcast. Today, Kristen Davidson of the Shore Yost & Patterson Law Firm previewed part of what Tom's seminar will be all about by advising that it serves your best interests as a resident in a condo association to make sure that you check on the legal status of that association. And Marilyn Von Ryder just told us about the reasons that you should actually make a visit to her open house today, which she's holding at 1307 Lejano Lane from 12 to 3, just off of Gonzales Road in the very desirable northeast side of Santa Fe. And as I have said before, there is reason to have faith and hope that the economy in 2011 will continue to trend in the right direction, which means solid improvement in the housing market, which is a good thing for all of us. So my closing thoughts are that we all embrace a very positive attitude here in 2011, that we consider, though it could be hard for a lot of us who are already working really hard, to redouble our efforts to get us further down the road to recovery and to simply do something nice today for someone who matters to you. And, oh, by the way, happy birthday, Cynthia. So I want to thank Neil Lyon of Sotheby's International Realty and all my other guests for offering some very useful commentary today. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for making the show a real hit, as always. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate needs. So please call me at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Hola, my name is Esperanza. After a tragic incident, I was forced from a life of riches in Mexico.